Welcome into the whole show, powered by Chevron. A little bit later on in the program, I'm going to look at the NFL playoffs. I have all the scenarios, all of what's at stake for these teams going into the weekend. It's a very interesting weekend. Even the teams that don't have playoffs to play for have the tanking aspect, or there's contract incentives for a lot of these guys. So it is a really interesting weekend. Bringing in Tanner Schwint, co-host of Good Morning NoCo. You guys had a fun conversation about the Mount Rushmore things. It always gets the people going. Tom, don't call me Tommy Shaw, says, missed the open on this, but I'm sure Angel's Choice is primetime.
Yeah, he's got to be up there, right?
No.
No.
Not even of best defensive backs of all time? Ooh. Mount Rushmore of best defensive backs.
That's an interesting... That's...
Well, Deion's there.
I never watched him play, so...
Go look at
that. That's a big factor.
Read a book.
Just Google it.
Just Google it.
Well, that's why I have to tell you and Tanner all the time.
Don't.
You guys are 12 years old.
Just don't. Yeah, sure. Primetime's up there. After all the tape that I've watched. Say Chris taking a sip.
I have a question for you guys. What record will never be broken?
It's also a fun sports
Mine
debate.
Mine is... One is undefeated NFL season. Two is Cal Ripken's consecutive games.
Cal Ripken's consecutive games, I like that, but it's definitely going to be the most games won.
Undefeated NFL season?
No, I think we'll see that again at some point, honestly. I don't know. Maybe not. The parody in the NFL is getting kind of ridiculous. But I miss dynasties. Going off on a tangent here as we're talking about that. I miss the watch, right? Like with the Colts, they're going to go for
it. Be careful what you wish for, because if the Chiefs win, they are a dynasty.
They're not going to win. I think the Chiefs are in big trouble. Not just this year, like long term. I think they are in real trouble. I think they got too big of personalities there. I think they let the fame get to their head, and I think the Chiefs are faltering right now. But yeah, the parody in the NFL is kind of crazy. I do kind of think we'll see that again. But you look at, so if you're going old time, you got to go to baseball and the number of games won in a season, the number of pitches, you know, or number of innings pitched in a season. Like all those Cy Young awards that Cy Young actually won, the pitcher, those will never be broke.
I think what's-his-face's hot dog eating contest.
Joey Chestnut, man. Yeah,
that's not going to get broken anymore.
I'm training.
Well,
not really. So many jokes. So many jokes.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Are you training for a hot dog eating? But there's never an appropriate time to ask someone if they're training for
eating. You clearly heard me talking about the guys on the beach calling me Big Tan and how I'm very self-conscious about that. So
I'm just joking.
Didn't like
kid
that.
I scare because I care.
Yeah.
You know, that's why.
Don't. Quote Monsters, Inc. to me.
Don't quote the good book to me, Monsters, Inc. Angel, who's on your Colorado? You have Manning on your Colorado Mount Rushmore, don't you?
I do.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't take so much to chisel because of his forehead. You could just leave a lot of it blank.
That's true.
And I'm just like, I've got Joker up there. Sports,
but
later than most.
Tim Tebow?
Got no, the, you have was my introduction.
You have Joker?
Joker, yes.
You have Peyton Manning?
Yes.
You don't have Elway?
I respect him. I was introduced to Elway as the steakhouse guy.
This is fun. Post 2000s. That's interesting. That's an interesting question.
From what they did in 2000? Because Sakic was 2000.
Yeah, so 2000 to now. So the last 23 years.
So you're not counting what they did
before.
Okay. Well, Sakic, didn't they win a title in post 2000?
I think so.
In 2001?
Big hockey guys here. You and I both missed the call last night.
Missed what?
Missed the goal.
Oh, I don't even know how it happened. I just know the puck went in because somebody told me it went
didn't
in.
Didn't you think that the intermission into overtime was just the same as like normal 20 minutes?
No.
I didn't think that,
but I went back over to the Nuggets game. Right. But by the time I went back to watch the Avs, it was over.
I thought the intermission was the same in going into overtime.
I knew it was relatively quick, but I was like, I'm more of a Nuggets guy.
Yeah.
So I'm going back, and it's TNT. I like to watch them on
Derby Nuggets. Here at the station texts me, goes, Nathan MacKinnon! And I was like, what happened? They're playing?
Derby.
Derb's got some dumb takes.
Derby works here, by the way,
yes.
for now. But he doesn't even have Joker as the best Nugget. He's got David Thompson up there.
You're just saying it's not there yet.
But he doesn't.
Listen, I don't know enough
Joker
about.
Has
hey,
broken
listen,
all of their records.
Listen, I don't know. I'm not weighing in on this.
He's broken all the records.
You
he
bring,
has all the numbers.
You bring
he
Derby
has the
in here
one championship.
That. Yeah. I tend to agree with you on that. But post 2000,
well, Nikola Jokic, he's done it all in two. His
right.
Well, probably Nathan MacKinnon.
Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I say Joe Sakic?
Do you say Peyton Manning at that point?
Post
2000. I think the validity behind Manning goes way up.
I'll go Peyton Manning.
And Todd Helton.
Yes.
Maybe Nolan.
That's true. What he did in the 90s, you know, he didn't do anything then, so I'm guessing none of that. Well, when did he get drafted? 1938 or?
I think it was 97.
Where the franchise was born.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe
no,
it
was born in like 93 or something, wasn't it?
I don't know, we're doing trivia. Never mind.
What was it?
Nothing. I don't want to catch Angel with a random stray here, dude.
We all get
it. It was like, he's like, what was the score of the first game? Where was the first game for the Colorado Rockies played? And he's like, Mexico City.
But he was talking about the first year that. Or I don't know.
No, it was.
I'm sure you had a reason for it, Angel. I believe in you.
Go with what the internet says.
Yeah, I've been there before, though.
Oh yeah.
Get a lot.
How many times have I sent you stuff on Twitter? I mean, I used to get duped in a big way. I just about did the other day. There's a fake Adam Schefter account that
there's
had
stuff.
Some bad General things about.
Mike Shanahan is going to be the next president
that's
of the United
not,
States,
and I'm that's like, just not true.
You need to
that's
research
just
a little bit
not
more,
true.
Buddy.
I will, but when you're on air, because I don't do anything else here, so I just scroll my phone, and so if I see something that breaks that I think that would apply, I just instantly send it to you. I'm like, I should probably start vetting that better.
I've done it once. I've read your stuff. I've done that once, and I got really upset with you because it was a.
It was
a spoof.
It was fake.
It was like Von Miller's going to go play baseball for the Rockies next year.
I think it was
just
the,
in.
It was. I think it was Josh McDaniels getting fired. I think was what. And it was.
Yeah, maybe it was just
a little
prediction.
Early.
Yeah. It was a prediction a post, early. I guess. So you've got Joker. You've got Peyton Manning, and who else?
Just say John Elway, Angel, please.
Just Elway, and you'll just
sure John Elway.
And then who?
And MacKinnon.
Okay. I don't have a big beef with MacKinnon over Sakic. I still have Sakic over there.
Yeah.
But MacKinnon, to me, I do think he's the best. He has been the best player. Now, Joe Sakic was too, but he also had the best goalie in hockey backing him up, and the Avs have never had the best goalie.
Dude, Georgiev, on a separate note, Alexander Georgiev is horrible. Alexander, I don't know if they can win a Stanley Cup with Alexander Georgiev in the net.
Well, they won a Stanley Cup with mediocre goalie play two
but they
years ago.
Their defense was so good, right? Mm-hmm. EJ and those guys, they were so good. And the defense, like, Kyle Makar a couple times a game looks intoxicated on the ice. He just starts randomly falling over, losing the puck in the middle of nowhere. He did that last night, almost cost the Avs in a big way. Just
he didn't have his skates on.
That? I didn't think about that.
Yeah, think about it. You know what would be fun to do one day? To just obviously we would have to punt work.
To in.
Just figure out, and we need our listeners on this, but just figure out the Mount Rushmore for everything that we talk about. So like CSU's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
UNC's Mount Rushmore.
Joe Glenn's got to be on the top, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of people from those 90s.
Right.
From those two championships, right?
Yeah.
Like... CU's Mount Rushmore. That's gonna be tough because there's a lot of greats. Like you want to talk about Chauncey.
Yeah.
Wyoming's Mount Rushmore.
Well, even you're doing the call, but even like what is the Denver Broncos Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore?
What is
the Nuggets?
We were having that conversation with Jerry Schimmel this morning about the Rockies Mount Rushmore and who it would be. And the thought crossed my mind, and then I hated myself, and I've hated myself since. Is Nolan Arenado on that list?
The Rockies Mount Rushmore?
Right. Yeah. Is he closer? Charlie Blackman is. So is Charlie
Blackman. Larry Walker, Todd Helton, Nolan Arenado.
Charlie Blackman's ahead of Nolan.
No.
Yes. For as long as you look at the numbers. You look at the numbers for the actual.
Was Charlie ever the best outfielder in baseball? Nolan was the best third baseman in baseball for several years.
But you talk about franchise numbers, Charlie's right behind Todd on all those.
He's playing until he's 98 years old.
And with one franchise. Like, I think that needs to be credited to it. Because we're not talking like the best, and we're talking the best for this team. Charlie Blackman's been the best outfielder for a long time for the Colorado Rockies. He's not anymore. Nolan Jones has that title, but love Nolan Jones. Don't you dare. Don't talk crap about Nolan Jones. Do you like Nolan Jones? Don't
he,
you start.
Pac-Man Jones' brother there or something like that? What's Who's Nolan Jones?
Nolan Brady and I just had a look at like,
am I contractually obligated to be in here right now? That door is unlocked.
I just like to get...
You know who Nolan Jones is.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm so good. He's so good. So good.
Three Rockies.
How many Rockies could you name right now, Angel?
Nolan Jones.
Charlie's on the team, right?
Charlie
Blackman, Nolan Jones.
Tovar.
What's his first name?
Tovar.
Ezekiel.
Okay.
We can double team this.
Is Ottavino still on there?
Nope. He's a Yankee, but
Chris Bryant.
Yeah!
There you go.
Kind of.
Ryan McMahon, is he still on the team?
He is. Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the second baseman?
I cannot. Why can't I think of the local?
Seabold.
I don't know if he's on the team or not.
Biscuit.
Yes. Starting center fielder.
Why can't I think of their pitcher? Their local guy. Kyle Freeland.
Okay. Oh, all right.
They're so memorable.
Okay. Let's legitimately do this. Who's the catcher?
Diaz.
First name?
Okay. I just blanked out on his first name.
No.
Estevez. Emilio.
Elias.
Elias Diaz.
Elias Diaz.
I got it. Yeah.
First base. That one's kind of up in the air, so I won't hold you guys on
that. Charlie's played first base sometimes.
He could.
Yeah.
Chris
Bryant.
But Michael Tolia, guys like that. Second base.
That's Rymack, isn't it? No,
he's third.
He's third. Second base was...
A guy that I ripped on and said he should be sent to the minor leagues.
I know.
Oh, and then blew up.
Brandon?
Brandon McManus.
Let's go, Brandon. No, it's not Brandon. It's Brendan.
Brendan
Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
This is making me feel better.
Shortstop, Troy Tulowitzki.
Yes. God, that'd be great. I missed it.
Nailed it.
Tovar.
Tovar's a shortstop.
McMahon at third.
Third base, Rymack. Chris Bryant out somewhere in the field.
Somewhere out there.
Charlie Blackman out somewhere in the field. Well, and then Nolan Arenado's brother, Nolan Jones, is out somewhere in the field.
How are you guys forgetting about the Gold Glove winner in center field?
Oh, God. They give him out like hotcakes at the fair.
Oh, Doyle rules?
Yeah. No, I know who he is. I was just giving you a hard time because you're obsessed with this team that's won 5 games.
I know. So quit picking on me. I've got enough punishment the way that it is.
We did pretty good.
It's
been a while. Like,
all right. You helped him a lot. Angel, I think you maybe would have got four.
Four.
You're the one driving the Rockies bus, Angel.
No.
That's why we keep crashing. I'm taking the wheel this year if we have it.
Can you name
that thing's been repoed
all of the Nuggets?
Times over.
Starting center.
DeAndre Jordan.
Yes.
Okay, so it's Jokic. Uh-huh. Jordan is his backup.
Okay.
Okay, right?
Kind of.
Well, he's on the team.
Yeah.
Aaron Gordon. And is Zeke Nagy his backup? Or Peyton Watson? Peyton Watson's more of a small forward.
Zeke Nagy's got him in the doghouse right now.
Okay, but he's on the team, right?
He
nailed
sure
that.
Is. Yep.
Okay,
nailed
Michael
it.
Porter Jr.
Yeah.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Brown. Reggie Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Did he get all the starters?
I got all the starters. Yeah.
Okay, you got it. Good job.
Thanks. Anything else?
Nope.
Name the current U.S. senators?
Yeah. Let's do that, Angel. Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Jimmy Kimmel? Is that? No?
Aaron Rodgers.
What's the story? Big Hub says the Oklahoma State quarterback got granted a seventh year. What is that? Talk to me about that for a second. But no, it would be fun to do, like... Angels
yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah. No, it would be fun. The Mount Rushmores of each. Because, like, okay, CSU. I mean, Sonny Lubick's obviously the number one on there, right?
David Roddy. I mean, he's a
Sonny, you were just talking about Sonny maybe being, like, I think Sonny's got a spot, right?
I just said it's not as far-fetched to say that he could be on a Colorado Mount Rushmore just because of what he did, but he didn't win championships.
It's so much fun. Because you could break this down into
Roddy,
even basketball, right?
But Roddy was a first-round pick into the NBA draft. And he did go to March Madness. Becky Hammon.
Becky Hammon's got to be on there.
You know?
So Sonny Lubick.
Becky Hammon.
David Roddy.
Shield right now. Trey McBride.
David Roddy and I don't know about
McBride
Trey McBride
just wasn't,
yet.
There wasn't the success there because the dude that was a guy that's a dude guy was the coach. The dude guy.
Bradley
Van Pelt.
I mean, that's... You're talking about those legendary moments.
It's getting tough.
The Pi Valley boy, Jason Smith. I mean, do you throw him in there? He was a draft pick in there. And is Medved on his trajectory before he bolts?
If he wins a national championship,
yeah.
If he makes it to the Final Four, is he on CSU's Mount Rushmore?
Probably.
Would Tad Boyle be on UNC's Mount Rushmore? See, we're just all over the place.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme.
You
or
knew what you were doing
argument.
When you bring me in here, dude.
Well, you
I started
like,
this.
I have a schedule for the show, and I bring you in here, and it's like, you make me just go all over the place.
Well, I correct you.
No.
Is what you meant to say.
No, it's I have to spend so much time trying to get you right.
We just spent 5 minutes trying to list off the current Colorado Rockies. This is in case you guys are wondering. So in case you're wondering, so Brady was in my wedding. So like, it's not just on air. Hey, we're pals. We're actually pretty good friends. If you're wondering what it looks like when Brady and I sit and drink beers, this is it. This is it. We just name a tight end. Jeremy Shockey, right? We just start doing
just
it like that.
It's tight end. Literally. And then we'll just go off. Name your favorite player with the name of Jeremy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's
so many of them.
Shockey at this stage.
Jeremy Shockey.
Isn't there Jeremy Bates?
Jeremy Lin?
Yeah.
For a minute?
Was it Jeremy Lin?
Yeah.
Was it Jeremy Lin?
Linsanity?
Yeah.
Wow, Angel, did you live under a rock until you moved here? Did you not pay attention? Linsanity took over the world for like 3 weeks.
But your ad said Shaq Barrett for CSU. See, the hooligans are just as much to blame. They're going all over the damn place.
Right, right.
Just start throwing random crap at us.
Right, and we'll sit here. We'll discuss it. I think we've got a couple of brews in the fridge if we really want to dive into this.
Well, the show's only until 2 o'clock.
So. Oh.
Shaq Barrett's probably up there. No.
I don't think so.
He's a Super Bowl winner.
Yeah. He's had longer pro success than Roddy. Like, Roddy being a first overall pick. When did Shaq get drafted? Third round? I want to say he was a third.
I don't think he was drafted.
Was he not drafted?
I don't think so. I think he was an undrafted guy. See, poor Angel's back there. Like, he can't keep up with what we're saying.
I think he's
giving
up.
He's trying to Google everything we say. Now he's on randomly.
Undrafted.
14. When was Shaq Barrett drafted?
Crushed it. Crushed that by sticker for me.
Oh, God. It's so bad.
Todd Helton. At the end of the day, Todd Helton should be on the damn Mount Rushmore. I just want to end with that. Like, I can feel this naturally coming to an end, and Todd Helton needs to be on that damn Mount Rushmore.
You can sense the time is up.
I can sense that this is you're having enough of this randomness.
No, I'm trying to think of where to go next with it.
Well, mind if I grab the reins for a second?
Go for it.
How nervous are you on a scale of 1 to 10 that the Bills are going to beat the Dolphins this weekend?
Okay, now you're taking it to
That's
real
just
talk.
Relevant to the local conversation.
Brady said I could grab the reins. He didn't
okay,
say where
fine. Let's come back. Okay. I'm going to give you guys the scenarios that are taking place okay. this weekend, and you tell me what happens. We'll get
Todd Helton is number 9 on 100 greatest first baseman of all time.
I told you he's a top 10 first baseman of all time.
Good job.
Oh, God, dude. Dude. Right now, as it sits, is Nikola Jokic the top 10 basketball player of all time?
Yep.
You're such a liar.
Yep.
Such a liar.
Yes, he's
you
top
are
10.
A bold-faced liar.
He's top 10.
No, he's not.
Dude.
Not yet.
He's just the best thing that's ever happened.
Oh.
And now he's an actor?
Can I grab
the hell out of
can
here.
I grab those blinders off?
Nikola Jokic is an actor
get
now?
Get those blinders off.
We'll be right back.
Like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
I'll eat Frosted Flakes better than anybody. The tricks.
We just had a long debate again during the break.
This is when you know
remember
it's the
when
first
tricks
Friday?
Were like the actual fruit shapes?
Yeah.
There's a theory that once you get old enough that they just become spheres because tricks are for kids.
Yeah, that's true. We just don't see it like
is that the Mandela effect?
No, that's...
That's different?
They used to do it, and then they just turned them into colorful spheres.
They're just little, but no, this is how you know it's the first Friday of the new year. We're getting wacky. We just decided, all three of us, the Mount Rushmore of cereal mascots.
Yeah. Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger, duh.
Yeah.
And then Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch got to be on there.
I think it's the bee from Honey Nut Cheerios.
I'll go with you on that. And then I think it's the parrot.
Toucan Sam.
Yeah, Toucan
like
Sam.
Toucan Sam, the Trix Rabbit, or for me, I Ooh. Said the Cocoa Puffs bird.
Trix Rabbit.
The Trix Rabbit's a good
or
one.
Lucky Charms
up there. Lucky Charms might have to bounce the bee from Honey Nut Cheerios.
You could bounce Toucan Sam because he is, it's a lie. They can't smell. So the whole thing of follow your nose, they can't.
Well, I mean, are Fruit Loops and Trix all that different?
Yes. Yes.
Fruit Loops are good. They just destroy the roof of my mouth.
Yeah, for sure. Cap'n Crunch does that to me, too, but I power right.
Frosted Flakes, let that melt a little bit, like let it soak.
Dude, Frosted Flakes, cut up some fresh strawberries in there, some bananas.
No.
No,
you don't need to mess 100%. With it. It's good without it. You don't need bananas. You don't need a fruit salad in there.
Bananas.
You don't need a fruit salad in my bowl of cereal.
It is National Birds Day today. Did you know birds aren't real?
Mount Rushmore of birds.
Bald eagle. Obviously, America. Duh. You like that, you can go home.
What is happening here?
I'm finishing the Rushmore. So eagles, turkeys.
Flamingos got to be on that. Or ostrich?
Penguins.
What about a penguin?
Penguins.
Penguins are birds.
They are birds. They can't fly. They're flightless birds.
See, flightless birds
still. Owl.
Owls probably on that
bird.
Mount Rushmore.
It's a legit bird, right?
It is. It is.
It's a bird of prey. I think all birds of prey should be on the. Yeah. Like, what about like a hawk or something?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think eagle's definitely number one, though. We can all agree on that.
Bald eagle?
Yeah, bald eagle. Number one.
Number one on the Mount Rushmore.
America. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of makes sense.
Cool. Playoffs, right?
Yeah, we can do that when we come back. We'll give us more time here. NFL playoffs. What's at stake? Steelers, Ravens, Texans, Colts, Vikings, Lions, Jags, Titans, Falcons, Saints, Packers, Bears, Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, Commanders, Seahawks, Cardinals, and Bills and Dolphins, Angel. We'll talk about it coming back. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Jenny Kavner from AT&T Sportsnet, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
Thirty-four minutes after the hour, it is an interesting weekend coming up in the NFL. There's a lot of teams that are undecided, a lot of playoff spots that are undecided, and also draft pick status. Like, it's a very interesting weekend. So let's go through this. We have Tanner Schwint sitting in studio here in the Aloe Fiber Studios. Angel Padilla on the other side of the bulletproof glass. Steelers and Ravens coming up this weekend. The Ravens are locked in at number one, so they have nothing to play for. So they will be benching Lamar. Steelers need to win and either a Jags-Bills loss or a Colts-Texans tie. So they have to win, and then they need one of those things to play out. A Jags loss, a Bills loss, or a Colts and Texans tie. Does that happen? Got to keep track of these because you can't say a lot of them are going to happen.
Right. I don't want to bet against Mike Tomlin.
Well, they're going up against the Ravens, who are benching everybody. I know, so probably win.
It's still a divisional game, and if you can keep one of your divisional rivals out of the playoffs,
forget, Baltimore's good in the preseason,
right?
You know, and that's
right.
Without your starters. So
Tyler Huntley's playing.
I think so. Yeah,
Tyler Huntley's. I mean, he's a legit back, a Pro Bowler from last year.
Yeah,
Tyler Huntley was a Pro Bowler last year, which
isn't
is
that something
weird world we live in. I think the Steelers find a way to get this thing done. I think the Steelers win this.
So
one.
Does. Do you think the Steelers win?
Yes.
I do, too.
We all agree on that.
Do they have enough things happen for them? Do the Jags, and we'll get to that.
I thought if they just win.
They have to win and
either
a Jags loss, a Bills loss, or a Colts and Texans tie.
Okay.
So if the Colts and Texans tie, they'll get their spot.
Okay. Okay, so we've got the Steelers winning.
Uh-huh. Texans and Colts,
winner
gets in. If the Jags lose, winner also wins the AFC South.
Okay.
So winner gets in between the Texans and Colts, and then if the Jaguars lose, they get a better seed and they'll have the home playoff.
It did come out that Trevor Lawrence is questionable and Ryan Tannehill is starting for Tennessee.
Wow.
So I think they tie.
I think Texans win.
I think the Colts win.
I'm with the Angel on this one. Give me Indianapolis.
The Minshew magic.
Yeah. I think
CJ Stroud, Minshew.
The bold prediction based on ESPN stuff, CJ Stroud's going to throw for 350 yards this weekend.
No, that's just
and
not going to happen.
No touchdowns or just that?
Just 350 yards.
Yeah, give me Gardner Minshew and the Colts. Minshew magic, man.
Okay,
let the mustache ride.
Browns, Bengals, nothing to play for there. Joe Flacco's in. Joe Flacco's in.
There's
nobody else on this team. It's just Joe Flacco.
If I would have come to you at the beginning of the season and said the Browns are locked in. Joe Flacco, they're benching Joe Flacco in the last week of the regular season because they're worried about him being injured before the playoffs. You would have thought I was drunk and you would have told me to go home.
Mm-hmm. Which still could have been the case, but you would be right about the Joe Flacco thing.
Yes, I'm a raging alcoholic.
Vikings, Lions, lot to play for here. Lions do have something to play for. They need to win and have a Cowboys loss to get the number two seed. They've already locked in at least number three.
That's just outrageous what happened in that game last week between Detroit and Dallas. I think you're dealing with a pissed off Detroit team. I think Detroit rolls in this one. Sorry, Brian.
So the Vikings have to win. That's the first thing that needs to happen. Yeah. So you're saying, do the Vikings win?
I think the Lions win.
I do too.
Yeah. I think the Vikings are winning.
So there's no point in going through the rest of the scenarios because they got to win. They have to have a Packers loss, a Seahawks loss, and a Saints or Bucks loss. So they need three teams to lose this weekend.
Plus
they have to beat Detroit, who is playing for something.
Yeah, the first one said they're not beating Detroit this weekend.
Okay. Jaguars, Titans, we talked about that with Trevor Lawrence. Titans going with Ryan Tannehill, which is interesting. Jags at a tough spot. So the Jags win.
And they're in, right?
And they all, not only that, but they win the AFC South. But they could still get into the playoffs with a loss. They need the Steelers to lose and a tie in the Colts-Texans game. Lot revolves around the tie for the Colts Texans.
So I think the easy way to look at this and say, yeah, Jacksonville's going to win this. But I don't know if you guys watched Mike Vrabel's press conference earlier this week.
Yeah, he's pretty upset. He wants to win.
Somebody asked him, like, yeah, what are you guys playing for? And he's like, because losing effing sucks.
Yep.
And so
I do think Tennessee
will. Give me the Titans, yeah.
I kind of feel the same
way. I'm not all in on the Jags. They had me early and then they lost me.
Yeah, I kind of like the Titans too. Falcons, Saints, this is another big one. If Tampa Bay... If what?
No Jets, Patriots. That's on.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's draft watch.
Is it Belichick's last game?
Tank watch. Maybe. Probably. Probably so. Falcons, Saints. Mm-hmm. If Tampa loses, the winner here wins the NFC South. So if Tampa Bay loses... The winner between the Falcons and the Saints wins the NFC South.
I'll trust Derek Carr and take the Saints.
For the playoffs, if the Bucs win, the Saints need to win, and both Packers-Seahawks loss. So,
I think the Saints win it.
Yeah.
I'm at the Saints, although every time I've gone for the Saints or been in that corner, they've lost. Buccaneers-Panthers, as I talked about, that's...
Tampa's winning that game.
And it doesn't matter the Panthers because their pick doesn't count. It's Chicago's pick. So
talk about the Mount Rushmore of worse.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Dave Tepper's on there.
Probably. Bucks win, and there are the NFC South champs. A loss actually just sends them home. So they win, and they're the division champs. Lose, and they're out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
They should beat the Panthers, right?
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield's going to beat the Panthers.
I think so. Packers-Bears. Packers win and they're in. Pretty simple for them. They can still get in if they lose.
They just need 97 things to go.
Minnesota to lose and Seattle and then either a Saints or Bucks loss.
Okay.
I do think the Packers win.
I do too. So it's simple for them.
I think Chicago beats Green Bay.
I think Green Bay beats Green Bay.
Justin Fields.
In Green Bay, man.
Is it in Green Bay?
Wasn't this the exact scenario that they had last year with the Lions?
Yes.
Where the Packers were in if they won and if they didn't.
Chicago wins and then they get the first game next year.
They get the...
Because the Lions won that game.
Oh, yeah.
They got the first game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Justin Fields, a future quarterback for the Denver Broncos.
Ugh.
Gets a dub.
I don't know how I feel about that. But yeah, I like the Bears to beat the Packers in that. They're not quite there yet.
Eagles, Giants. Eagles need a win and a Cowboys loss to win the NFC East.
Dude, the Eagles are in a bad spot.
They're locked in, though. But
who's quarterback for the Giants?
Manny Pacquiao?
No, it's Tyrod Taylor, right?
Oh, goodness.
Isn't it Tyrod?
I'm pretty sure.
Tyrod or Jacoby?
Jacoby's with Washington.
Okay, so yeah, it's Tyrod Taylor. Thank you for that. I didn't know where Jacoby Brissett was. I don't know why I thought he was.
Eli Manning.
With the Giants. So, yeah, Tyrod Taylor. I think that the the G-men are actually going to get this win. I think the Eagles
they need
are
to
really
lose
good.
It though, because they have an 85% chance at a top five draft.
I hate that, dude. It's too late. It's to just go play the game. I don't think you play for draft.
You absolutely need to lose to the Raiders this weekend.
No,
Broncos.
Raiders fan. I called you that earlier this year.
You and Micah. And you guys only care about the now. I care about the future. I'm like the little red hen. I'm the one gardening and tilling and taking care of the bread. And you guys just want the bread now. You want to go to the fast food place and get a burger. I'm creating a healthy meal.
Is that a new
that I have to grow? Little red hen?
I don't think I've heard of that one.
I don't think I have.
The little red hen. She's busting her tail. She keeps asking all the farm animals, "Hey, will you guys help me? I'm gonna plant some wheat, and I got to take care of it. Anybody help?" Nobody wanted to help. And as soon as she had the bread ready to go, they all wanted to eat the bread. And she's like, "None of y'all's helped me."
Well, I mean, you made it, so
yeah.
Unless she's gonna eat it all herself,
she's gonna eat it and store it and have it later. That's my. I'm the little red hen, and Bread's you guys are all the moldy. Greedy little farm animals that are like, "Let's just pull into McDonald's."
Okay,
you
can't tell me that come Sunday when that game kicks off, you're not cheering for the Denver
not
Broncos.
Not 1 ounce of my
no
my being
way,
will be rooting
man.
For the Broncos.
No
the Raiders have
way.
Said they're playing everybody.
Yeah, I'm not rooting for the Broncos at all because I'm rooting for the future of the franchise.
Three picks isn't going to change anything.
It absolutely will. Michael Penix Jr. could be at 10, not 14.
Nah. You go win
trade
the game.
Trade up to 4 and 10.
Yeah. Go win the game. We got to go win the game.
Why trade
What's
when you
the difference
can just take
of one
it?
Pick than three picks?
Patrick Surtain, future first round pick. You mean, I ain't going to just swap with you. This ain't, you know, the book fair. We're not just going to swap books.
Does that happen at your book fair?
I'll swap with you, but you better give me something else of value.
Listen, I get it. Logically, you're right. Emotionally, there's no way in hell I'll be doing that on Sunday.
The Broncos are just going to be living in your world of seven wins, your Todd Helton
seven
universe.
Wins.
That's where
they've already
be.
Got eight.
Their average of seven wins.
They're going to get
they're keep
nine, and then next year they're going to get 13.
How?
Because we won four more games.
Who's your quarterback?
Well, it doesn't. Sean will figure it out.
You just didn't get it because you wanted to beat the Raiders so bad in a meaningless game.
Sean will figure it out. In Sean Payton, we trust, Brady.
No, Michael Penix Jr. or Caleb Williams?
No. Maybe Michael Penix Jr.
Who do you want to play quarterback for? You said no to Justin Fields, Michael Penix Jr., and Caleb Williams.
I honestly wouldn't hate if Jarrett Stidham was the starting quarterback.
Then you would tank and have the first round pick the following year. So I'm not
sure.
Don't
I don't
want
know.
Jarrett to have a good game.
I don't know.
Then it's like, all right, we got our guy.
No.
Now let's go get him a receiver.
Even if he goes off, he's not going to prove to me he's the guy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
500 yards and seven touchdowns.
He throws for 500 yards.
And seven touchdowns. Is he the guy?
No.
Yes.
He could. Okay. 270 and two
so touchdowns. Chicago, I've got the G-Men. Are the Eagles going to beat the Giants?
Yes.
Probably.
Cowboys Commanders. Cowboys win, and they are the NFC champs, NFC East champs. They lose, and Eagles lose. They're still the champs.
I would like to think karma's going to come back and get the Cowboys this week, but I think it's going to wait until the playoffs.
When they get Green Bay in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it'll be in the playoffs, so I think the Cowboys win that game.
Seahawks and Cardinals. Seahawks need to win, and they need a Packers loss.
I think Seattle's in the playoffs. I think because I picked Chicago, so
tier
I
two
think
Geno Smith.
I think yeah,
tier two Geno Smith.
He's not tier two.
Playoff quarterbacks aren't tier twos.
No.
Boy.
Was Trent Dilfer tier one?
Standards are certainly high for tier twos, but your Mount Rushmore's like, hey, just put my Uncle Ted on there.
It's not my Uncle Ted. It's the Todd Father. He should absolutely be on there.
Bills, Dolphins, Angel. I know you've got that look in you, like you're just kind of feeling sick about this game Sunday night.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills have had their number, and Dolphins have a lot of injuries.
And Angel hates when the Dolphins play on primetime
games.
I think it's something about the primetime connection.
No, it's I hate waiting all day to see my team play, and then they don't look good. And it's like, I stayed up for this.
I think primetime just gives him nightmares. So when he heard that Dion was coming to see you, he's like, primetime!
He wishes
oh,
he
the Dolphins!
Have, I would have nightmares.
The Dolphins are playing on primetime!
I would not give his ego that boost to say I have nightmares.
Primetime.
In Buffalo
okay,
or
so
in Miami?
Here it is.
It's in Miami.
Winner takes the number two seed and the AFC East. Buffalo could still make the playoffs if they lose and both the Steelers and Jags lose, or that infamous Texans-Colts tie.
Right. What happens to Miami if they lose?
Miami's already in.
They would be the sixth seed.
Yeah. They would be the sixth seed?
Yeah.
Sorry, but I think Buffalo's...
Are they hot right now?
I apologize to
but
me.
But Hansel's so
team.
Hot right now.
I know,
now.
But I just... You don't talk smack about other people's teams, Brady. And I
Who's
think...
your team?
I think that I think Buffalo's hot right now. I think that that change in OC woke him up. I don't know if it was a loss to Denver that woke him up, but I think Buffalo's. I can't bet against Josh Allen, and like you just said, Buffalo's had their number.
I watched Buffalo.
I watched that dismantling take place earlier this year, and I'm on Buffalo. What do you think? Do you think Miami's got enough to get it done?
I think they do. It's really dependent on their defense if they're healthy enough. So we'll see.
And there we go.
So
should be fun. I don't know where
the Dolphins
predicted.
Could win the East if they tie. So if they tie this game, they still get the two seed.
Come on.
That's just the scenario.
Yeah, that would be good.
Tie it. Play for the tie.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly where the NFL wanted this to be with the addition of the extra wild card.
Yeah. How many games do we list there?
Right.
It's like 20 teams still in contention.
But here's the thing that I think is crazy about this year. Like, when this was first introduced, was it the Bucs had to go on the road to take on the Commanders, and the Bucs just dismantled them? I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of wild card teams went deep into the playoffs this year. I think that the parity in the NFL is at an all-time high right now.
That's all I know is Baltimore's winning the Super Bowl. The rest I just don't know about. I think it's going to be Baltimore and Dallas in the Super Bowl.
I think it's Buffalo.
Dallas is not going to the Super Bowl.
I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
I think it's Buffalo and San Francisco.
They don't
go to San Francisco and win that game.
Yeah. Brock Purdy's going to purdy it up. He's just going to be an. He's just,
That's exactly right. He is going to purdy it up.
He's going to be a guy. He's going to be a guy.
What did you say?
Dallas doesn't even get to the NFC Championship.
They're going to the Super Bowl.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Dallas and Baltimore. And obviously, Baltimore wins. Lamar Jackson, Super Bowl MVP.
Buffalo and San Francisco.
We'll take a quick break. What did we learn? Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Time. Fakes the handoff, back to pass, fires down the middle, that's caught, touchdown Baltimore.
The NFL playoffs are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What do we learn on this fifth day of January? Well, I learned that, the ball arena teams are giving us something special. You know, it wasn't long ago, the Avs were raising the Stanley Cup, and then, of course, over the summer last year, the Nuggets win their first NBA title, and here they go again, both having tremendous seasons at the probably kind of the midway point for both of them. It sets up this crazy contrast between those two teams and what we're seeing, like the Rockies and, of course, the last 8 years with the Broncos. So enjoy it. I think we've got two potential dynasties there with the ball arena. Angel, what'd you learn?
Yeah, kind of just similar to those notes. The Nuggets are almost the exact same record as they had at this point last year. And if you go back to last year, they had a buzzer beater game against the Warriors in Golden State. That kind of just propelled them a little bit further. They're taking on the Magic tonight, who have one of the best theme songs I've heard of NBA teams. But it's on a back-to-back, traveling back from California. Reggie Jackson is maybe probable, I think I saw, and Strother is questionable, so we'll see if they have to rely on that bench a little bit.
Well, and Orlando's one of the better defenses in the league, too, so that's a good team. I know Gary Harris was out the other night against the Kings. He left.
Oh, Gary Harris.
Yeah, old Gary Harris. He's kind of becoming like a a decent player for Orlando, so.
He's always been decent.
Well, but, the last couple of years. So,
He's no Paul Millsap.
Remember at one time we said, was Paul Millsap the biggest free agent pickup ever for the Nuggets? And then obviously you had Bruce Brown situation, so kind of worked out.
He's up there.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Who's on the Mount Rushmore of free agent signings for the Nuggets? How about that one? Thanks to Tanner Schwint for joining us here in the 1 o'clock hour. That was a lot of fun. I like to give him a hard time, but really, really good stuff from him. And then Isaiah Stevens of the Isaiah Stevens Show. That was great. The voice of the Nuggets, Jason Kosmiski, joined us earlier. That was a lot of fun, too. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.